Then, 8 and 9, in dependence upon knowledge and vision of things as they really are, arises withdrawal. Withdrawal. This is sometimes translated as revulsion or disgust. But this is much too psychological. One has gone above and beyond reactions of this sort. This is just a movement, a smooth movement, if you like, of withdrawal from involvement in things that we have seen through, by which we are no longer deluded. It's like seeing a mirage in a desert. When you realize it's a mirage, you're no longer interested. It may look very beautiful. The fruits on the trees may look very tempting, but you're no longer deceived and no longer deluded. So withdrawal represents, we may say, an attitude of sitting loose to life, not really being involved, not taking it all too seriously, doing what is objectively necessary, but not getting subjectively caught up.